I've noticed that you've got an extremely vibrant hair colour these days.
Well, it's getting less and less vibrant all the time, every time I sweat some more of it off, but yeah.
Have you seen the lead singer of Lush? I think you might both have the same colour.
No, hers is definitely a deep, fiery red, while mine is definitely a neonish pink.
Ooh. So whereabouts are you at the moment?
Right now in Melbourne, just hanging out. We have our show tonight with the Gurus at Festival Hall.
Is it your first of the tour?
No, we've already played a couple nights in Sydney with them. We've played Brisbane with them and Wollongong and Gosford and Newcastle and all the hits.
Yeah, right. Now, what's it like touring with, because the Hoodoo Gurus have probably toured Australia more often than birds. are they showing you all the best chip shops and stuff like that?
Well, Brad, on the first day, took us around all over his hood, which is Bondi. So he took us to cool record stores in Sydney and stuff, so he's been our tour guide, I guess, at least on one occasion, and actually he took us out the other night and got us really fucked up as well. So he's been our tour guide and our pain guide.
Right. And I suppose you reciprocated when they went overseas, because that's how you met up.
That was when we first met them. They came over in 1989 and we opened for them in Seattle and Portland in the States in our region, and actually, I guess we did show them a pretty good time because they stayed in touch with us. We want to know you guys.
You have lots of pretty strange credits, or pretty full-on credits, depending on where you're standing. Like Ringo Starr covered Golden Blunders.
Right.
That's a doozy.
Sure.
How did you hear about that? Was it actually released? I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's on an album, the last studio album that he did, called Time Takes Time.
And also working with Alex Chilton and Big Star, and then having your heroes come into the studio with the guys from Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
So what's the next step? Neil Armstrong, or?
Well, he wasn't much of a hero of mine. Not that I hate the guy or anything. What is next? What's left? God. I guess there's nothing left except for my, disco duet with Faye Fife.
Yeah.
And the Rosillos. I guess I'd be pretty much happy there.
Yeah, so why haven't the Posies done sort of rap or trip-hop number yet?
The key word here is yet.
Yes. One thing I've noticed with the Posies would be that you'd go somewhere and you've never sold a billion albums or anything like that, but you've always got an extremely loyal fan base. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, do you find that wherever you go, you've really just packed in lots of people who are just into everything that you do?
Pretty much. I mean, it's so far it's been all or nothing. People are just either totally, the people that come to see us are totally into us and have every record, or try to anyway. We have had some, mainstream success in Europe. We've had charting singles and albums over there. So that changes the dynamic a little bit, but I think it's built up in a way everywhere that it's always satisfying. It doesn't feel like something that's fleeting and just going to go away overnight, because the people just don't really care about us. It feels like the people who buy our records buy it because they're real fans, not because it's just what you're supposed to buy this week.
I think that's the difference, isn't it? It's between having a cult following and just being a pop, having a popular, spawned by the radio sort of following.
Yeah, I mean, I at some point I'd like to see them cross over, and I'd love for us to be huge, but it's got to be in our using our methods, you know.
Oh, definitely. It'd be great having to, you know, being able to afford your own shoes and stuff.
or just have enough people that like us where they give them to us for free.
Yeah. We were just a paradise when I met you. Yourself and John have been pretty much the foundation, and you have two new members. Is everything clicking now? Do you feel all nice and cozy with everybody?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, this lineup's been together for 2 years, so it doesn't have a new feel to it at all. It's just us.
Is it like losing family members? Because I've seen, seeing a lot of what happens here in just our local music scene. It's really family orientated. It must be like losing limbs.
I suppose. I mean, it depends just depends on the situation, really. I guess I can't really totally make a generalization between the three band members that we lost. It wasn't a bad situation in that it led to where we are now, you know. So I can't look at it too negatively.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like they stole your skateboards or something. The bloodless tide, the endless fire, you never see them again. Every time you dial that phone, it rings like it's got no end. Who do you primarily gush to? Do you like looking inwardly, or are there people that you look outside to and sing to them as they walk past the window, even though you don't know them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of, songs that we've written that are directed towards people who maybe don't know that. I mean, it's like kind of masked or whatever. I mean, Solar Sister is like a secret tribute to someone that they kind of know about, but they kind of don't. There are other things like that, yeah. Frosting got amazing reviews in the UK, and very quickly we built up a pretty big following there. Plus we toured with Teenage Fan Club, and that really helped. And then on the release of this album, the reviews for this album in England were just horrible, and I can only think that that's because of they liked our last record, so they wanted to hate this one or something. I mean, that's just the way the press works there. And plus, there's a real anti-American sentiment happening over there, because it has nothing to do with the album. The album gets great reviews everywhere else, so it doesn't, it's not like it's objectively bad or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But the sales, what's weird about that is the sales for this album are actually double what they were for the last one in the UK, so go figure. Our concert attendance, though, we toured over in England before the record was out, so nobody had any idea. And some of our concerts had just nobody at them, and then our London show was awesome. Yeah. It's kind of weird. I mean, London really rocks for us. I'm not a big fan of England anyway, so I want us to do horrible there and never be invited back.
Now, it would have been a meeting of like vocal cords touring a Teenage Fan Club.
Absolutely.
Oh, the sing-alongs on that.
Ideal.
Yeah, the sing-alongs on that bus would have been a phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had plenty of sing-along times, yeah.
Plus,
on a few dates of that tour, Norman lost his voice, and so John and I would front Teenage Fan Club singing the songs, trading off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah. And your playing an acoustic gig here in Perth at a record store.
Yeah.
And it's a fantastic record store. It's this really huge place.
Cool.
Yeah. And do you do much acoustic stuff?
Sure. I mean, John and I used to do that all the time, you know, when we started out. And, you know, before the release of our first album in 1988, you know, we didn't have a full band. That first album was recorded with just John and I. And at the time we were playing shows as an acoustic duo out of necessity. We really wanted to form a rock band, but just nobody, we couldn't find anybody.
Mm.
So, but yeah, we still do that from time to time. Last year we supported Alex Chilton when he came to Seattle, and just John and I played as a duo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we do lots of stuff on tour, like popping into radio stations and playing a couple songs or whatever.
Now is the time. No one here in Australia has seen you live, but I've heard that you're pretty phenomenal live.
Well, like I said, we have done a few shows already, and the reaction has been really good, so a few people have seen it and liked it. We had an awesome, like, we played two nights in Sydney with the Gurus, and by the second night, people were definitely, you know, getting into it for sure. We had people standing in the aisles and screams and whatnot, so that's good.
Yeah.
Like a movie, like a